Welcome to the Complete Cobblers Podcast.
Welcome to another week's episode with me, Dave Lawler.
And me, John Rhodes. And, well, it doesn't seem like it's been a week, Dave.
Yeah, here again.
Yeah, chatting along, filling the world with the knowledge that only us know about.
Absolutely. Okay, John, should we get on with it?
Well, there's no time like the present.
However, you know that scientists would say there's, depending which branch of science, that, see, physicists and all that would say there's no real such thing as the present, because Einstein and all that's all relative.
Right.
And, you know, archaeologists would say about the present, they'd give you an exact date of when the present is and then everything after that point. So archaeologists would tell you that the 1st of January 1950 is the present and everything after that. You know why that is?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the technology they developed to date things, carbon dating.
Yeah.
And it's very accurate, and so they can find stuff that's thousands of years old, and through the carbon content they can. But the good old human race, through nuclear testing, had fucked up our atmosphere that much that after the 1st of January 1950, carbon dating is not, it can't be accurate.
Right.
So anything before we started fanning around with nuclear tests, they could still carbon date. But since 1950, all carbon, anything after 1950, carbon dating is a waste of time.
Right.
So archaeologists call the present 1950 onwards.
Yeah. Oh, just thinking of the day, Dave, do you realise it's 40 years since we went on a boating holiday on the Norfolk Broads?
40 years, wow. Yeah, I do remember it. But do you remember, I'll tell you what I remember first thing when we got on the Broads.
Aye.
So we broke all beers out, we set off, and you tied a Union Jack to the flagpole.
I did indeed, I knew you were going to mention it.
We thought, shit, we got pulled over by river police. And we were all like throwing beer under, like, shit. Well, you were allowed to drink and ride on a boat. Like, and they said, take your flag down.
Yeah.
That's what it was. And then we got all cocky, like, what do you mean? Union. You can actually, that's the only time you can call it a Union Jack.
Yeah.
The Union flag. The Union Jack. It's only a Union Jack when it's flown on a ship.
All right.
It's the Union flag.
Right.
So the people who say, oh, it's got a Union Jack on it, are totally wrong. It's not. It's got a Union flag on it. And if it were hanging on a ship, then it becomes the Union Jack.
Right.
Anyway, take the Union Jack down. So now we get all cocky. What do you mean, take the Union? And they said, it can only be flown in times of war. It has to be, what do they call it, an insignia. It's the Union Jack on a boat is normally a little flag in the corner of a bigger one.
Yeah, yeah.
And they only fly the full Union Jack when they're at war.
Right.
And he said, so basically, lads, it's either a £2,000 fine or take your bloody flag down. And we're like, officer.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember getting pulled over within half a mile of leaving.
River police.
Yeah.
Don't have been going 2 minutes.
And at least then it went without any more incidents.
Yeah, of course it did. Yeah. Lyndon Scawthorne, who was about to join the Navy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No higher craft past this
took
point.
Took the wrong turn and took us out to North Sea.
Yeah, yeah.
And it started like, boat work. We broke every...
Yeah, broke everything on it.
Everything in it, all
plates, I just remember cups. Being laid there, looking out the window, thinking, hey, it's getting a bit choppy. And I just read this sign. On side, it said, no higher craft beyond this point. North Sea ahead. Lyndon. And I could, but I'm not going to tell. I know what he was doing when he should have been driving the boat. But
did it involve magazines?
Yes. We'll leave that there.
Anyway,
I think it was go yachting or something like
I think by the time he joined the Navy, they must have heard about it and they put him in fucking submarines. Wouldn't let him on top. Yeah, like that cross-eyed archer when he goes to join Harold at Senlock. He says, can get him took back for he has some desire. So on the 25th of June this year, it'll be exactly 30 years since I met my wife.
Oh, right. Tell me more.
Yeah, if I'd have killed her, I'd have been out by now.
Yeah, that would have been, yeah.
No, literally, in June this year, it's 30 years since we met, because we met when the World Cup was on.
Where did you meet?
You know, below the Nawab.
All right, yeah, yeah. One of the famous...
I always told kids that she rolled her eyes at me and picked them up and rolled them back.
Oh, God. You're not still using that one. Yeah. Jesus, 18 when I first heard that, I think.
Yeah. Well, the kids have heard it a lot. Okay, should we do some factoids?
Yeah, let's crack on with some factoids. Shall I start, or are you?
Shall we do the music first?
We could do.
Whichever.
Go on, then. The circulatory system, is that in the human body?
Uh-huh.
Is more than 60,000 miles long.
Wow. Imagine how long it is in Peter Crouch. there are parts of Africa in all four hemispheres.
I like that album by Rush. Did you ever...
Hemispheres?
Hemispheres.
I thought you were just like a 2112 man.
I liked hemispheres as well. I had them all, yeah. The cornea is one of only two parts of the human body without blood vessels.
The first immigrant processed at Ellis Island, America, was a 15-year-old girl from Ireland. Jesus,
you saw my line. Japan has one vending machine for every 40 people.
Lemons float, but limes sink.
Is that true?
They're all to the factoids.
All right. Scotland has 421 words for snow.
Wow, like Eskimos, eh? Armadillo shells are bulletproof.
Ah, but to what velocity? Blue whales eat 500,000 calories in one mouthful.
And I'm not far behind them. cats have fewer toes on their back paws.
I wonder who's ever checked that, because I thought they'd been scratched to death.
There's a type of cat, what do they call them, poly? Some have extra toes.
Polyurethane?
No, it's poly something or other. And they have extra toes. And apparently now people are breeding them because, and it's not good for their health, but they're breeding them because people like them because they think they look like hands. They think it looks cute.
It really winds me up, people messing with nature.
Yeah, yeah.
And making all these breeds. And
it's cute dogs and they're struggling breathing. And
bad dogs
that.
And then they can't breathe and they can't do it. Leave nature to do its own.
Absolutely. Right. Snickets or Ginnels? What were that? Did you write that?
Yeah, because it comes up every now and then. Like in where we lived, you had two Snickets, top and bottom Snicket. But other people call them Ginnels, some call them back alleys, and all this kind of stuff. I'm just wondering what, you know.
Well, I think that we used like both expressions, but I thought like a Snicket was not as, like a Ginnel were a bit more of a designed small area, and a Snicket were a bit of a rough patch that you could nick through.
Yeah.
Like a Ginnel, you build some houses and then there's a small alleyway in between. And as a result of the way they built it, I'd have thought that were a Ginnel. And then a Snicket, it just sort of became a little cut through.
Yeah.
So, like where you used to live, that cut through to the shops.
Yeah.
Would you have said it were a Snicket or a Ginnel?
Well, yeah, I'd have said that were a Snicket because it were on the bend. So, houses finished there, houses finished there. So, whether at some point, before they fenced it off, people just used to walk through that way to get to the shops. It was a long walk around otherwise.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe that's... I can see your thing of where they've built it and then gone, right, every 10 houses we have a Ginnel.
Yeah.
And then, like, a back runway down. Back.
Well, there was a saying, weren't they, about bow-legged people?
Oh, yeah, couldn't stop a pig in a Ginnel.
Yeah, they never said he couldn't stop a pig in a Snicket, did they?
No, they didn't, to be fair. Yeah, a Snicket could have been wider and could have been, like, with privets and stuff.
Yeah. But I do think also it's just weirdly, especially around West Yorkshire, how just vocabulary change over just a few mile period. Yeah. So like, well, going back to us both having fish shops, for instance.
Yeah.
So cakes, we might say fish cake, you know, cakes.
Yeah.
Got Keithley, what do they call them? Scones.
Scones.
Yeah. And when I got my fish shop in Cleckheaton, so you know scallops, they used to do just, instead of it, you just slices of potato.
Yeah.
I don't know, something like sixpence each or something.
Yeah.
And woman before me, she had one of them pegboards where you put, you put letters and prices on. And I just thought, lazy cat, because it said collops. Like, so I thought S had dropped off and she really just couldn't be asked putting it back on. So stuck S on, open first day. And halfway through first shift, I like lost my mind, got a knife out and pulled his S off, like, because every bastard came in and said, collops, what are they, a bit like collops?
I've never heard of a
collop. So after about half an hour, I was like, oh, fucking collops, where have I bought a fish shop? They're all mental around here, collops. Who's ever heard of a collop? But yeah.
That's it. If you went in fish chippy around Ecclesley, were like fish cake and chips. You got fish, you got cake, and you got chips.
Yeah, you didn't get a fish cake.
If you went round home and you got this little breaded thing,
that was a fish cake
and chips, you'd be like, "What the fuck's that? And where's my fish? And where's my cake?"
Yeah, absolutely. And also, like, so when it comes to like bonfire night, I guess people listening in America and Australia and Ireland will go, "What? It's a very uniquely British thing, isn't it?" Bonfire night. But in the weeks leading up, where people would, nowadays there's all organised bonfires, isn't there? But every area you had a bonfire, didn't you?
Yeah.
And you'd, they'd be like, you just build it in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
But you'd go around in gangs and try and collect wood, wouldn't you? Now, what would you call that?
Chumping.
Yeah, right. And we'd call it chumping. But then if you just moved a bit more towards Leeds, they called it progging.
It's just late, isn't it?
Going out progging, I beg your pardon.
Yeah, you should have been dogging over a fence.
But the same word in just a few miles.
Yeah.
It's, you know, completely different. We had, you know, my little dog that you So we had a new, in the conservatory there that we just walked through, we had a new patio door between the conservatory and the house bit, because the original one put on before we had the conservatory, and we decided to only have a handle on the inside for security. But then when we extended, it was right pain. You had to leave it open all the time because you couldn't get back. Somebody would have to open the door for you to get back in. Anyway, so we had a new one fit, and he got it all in the frame, and dog were like, I don't pest it, but oh no, I love dogs, leave him, he's fine, he's lovely, he's just let him run around, da da da. So got all framing, and obviously the last thing is to put glass in. And anyway, I looked up, and dog were just sat there. And they're saying, oh, come on through, you're all right. And they were like, I'm saying, Henry, go on. And we just sat there. And then bloke went, hang on a minute. And he opened the door, and dog walked through. Because he's used to
getting the door open
before he could go through. So there were no glass in it.
Yeah,
but until he opened the door, he wouldn't move.
Brilliant.
So there's something going on there, isn't there?
Have you ever done that in an open place where you've walked into
a glass
window or whatever?
Yeah.
I always thought people who did that were fools. And then it was Stephen's graduation down in Lincoln. And we went. I took them all out for a meal, him and his sisters and that. And we're in this restaurant. I said, right, I'm just going to go to the toilet. And there were these big five massive open windows, but I thought this one were open. So I'm like, right, I'm just going to go like, and went bang, straight into this door. And all these tables looked round as I'm like staggering back, holding my face, and I just shot off to the toilet. And I've never, ever done that in my life, but it was just, this one looked like they were all doors. I think they'd all got frames, and this one didn't have a frame, so I thought it were open, but whatever reason, anyhow.
Well, I did something not as bad as that, I mean, it was probably worse, as in even more embarrassing, but I didn't like walk into, and it involved a lot of alcohol. We'd been, we were a friend's 50th, and he invited us to this thing in Harrogate, the history of gin.
Right,
interesting. But basically, you got absolutely blathered as he's taking you through all different, it started like, and right, interesting story about gin and all that. And then we'd organised to go out for a meal at night, and there were absolutely been on this gin all day around. Bloke were like, oh, there's more left here, don't leave it. And we were, oh, fair enough. Absolutely care, lad. Gets into this restaurant, manages to get through meal, another couple of beers, and that. And I says, I'm going back to hotel. And we need to go back to hotel. Absolutely. Mel's like, yeah, I'll be outside. I'll see you in a minute. Right. So, and right, everyone, we're going back. Hey, don't stay. No, absolutely. So we set off, and the whole place was glass, like glass window. Like, and I couldn't find her. More like Marcel, like fucking wandering along, everybody just laughing there at me trying to get to the bit that's the door.
Oh dear.
So I didn't walk into it, I just couldn't find my way out. Okay, that time again, have you got a joke for us?
Yeah, I'm just going to go for a classic sort of old old dad joke here. How many narcissists does it take to screw in a light bulb?
Go on then.
One. The narcissist holds the light bulb while the rest of the world revolves around him.
Wow. I think that's more like philosophy. But I'll give you a round of applause.
Thank you. I was on the subject of light bulbs. How many paranoids does it take to change a light bulb?
I don't know.
Who wants to know? You know, I also read that by law that in Sweden you've got to turn your headlights on when it's raining.
Yeah.
Well, how am I supposed to know when it's raining in Sweden?
Well, you know, then you've just made me think of one here. Which so this is more of a it's more of a factoid.
A factoid joke.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah.
But it's just like it's a Norwegian factoid.
Yeah.
So in the Norwegian Navy, which fair enough is not that big, but every single vessel, whether it's boat, submarine, whatever, every single one of them has a 14-foot barcode on the stern. You know why?
No, I don't know why.
Well, so they can literally Scandinavian. So, yeah, we will from time to time talk about men's health and general problems because we're men. But that doesn't mean we don't want to hear from women. We know they can go through some stuff too, don't we?
Yeah, indeed. Absolutely. I think, yeah, like Dave says, I mean, when you think back, there were like Tina Turner, violent relationship, Cher, another violent relationship. Allegedly, I don't know the full facts, but their husbands were pretty brutal to them, by all accounts. And then women, they stuck out and they were strong and look how they've become on their own, became two powerful, powerful women. And I think Tina Turner said they were arguing about the past and what all the records and everything that were done before and all that and about the royalties and that. And she turned around to him and she said, you can have everything from what's the past. From now, it's all mine because I'm going to do it on my own. And she became who she is.
The money he'll have made will pale into insignificance. Yeah, yeah. I can turn a corner.
Yeah, yeah. I can turn a corner. Ah, dear.
All right, yeah, definitely. It's good night from me.
Yeah, thank you, and good night from me.
You've been listening to the Complete Cobblers Podcast. Get involved. Leave us a voice note on Messenger or Instagram, or via the website, completecobblers.com.